Kumlen and the Blat Gemara. We'll start again from the beginning. The Pidalim Nala for the Mishnah. Quickly, the Gemara is making differences between a carbon yachid and a carbon 14A all the way on top. Yeah, he knows we're here. He knows we're here. He'll come. He has back problems. I know. We were here. Yesh be carbonis. You have a dinim that apply only to an individual carbon, not to communal carbon. And you have other dinim apply only to communal, not to a single. Number one, carbon is a yachid, ice and tmura, you can swap it, but in carbon is a tibra, it's more about a communal carbon, you cannot make a tmura. Carbon is a yachid, and haggis, bambus, carbon, and cavus. Individual carbon is some of them male or female, but carbon is a tibra, when it comes to communal, ain't no you can go with carbon. Communal carbonists are only male. Carbon is a yachid, individual carbon is a chayov, my chayusan, that you, that if it's fixed the time, if you don't bring it in the time you're supposed to, you can still make up for it. A woman who gave birth in Mitzrayim still make up for it, even after the, you know, the 8th day of Mitzrayim, so on. But Bachrais and Schreim, Yechayiv Achrusan, and also the Nesach, the libation that come with it. But Kabbanah Zatzibah, if you miss the date, Ein Chayavim Achrusan, Loi Bachrais and Schreim. So I found you cannot bring it up anymore. But once you brought the carbon, let's say by carbon tibur, if you did bring the carbon, then even if you didn't bring this nesachim, the libation, for this right away, you still have to bring it even the next day, the following day. When we said that you're not chayiv, it's chayin, if you miss the carbon altogether, then you don't bring not the carbon, nor that you bring the nesachim. Yesh be carbon is a tibur, what do you have the way around? Yachid carbon is tibur, doich and Shabbos. Carbon tibur pushes away Shabbos, v'sat tumah and tameh, v'kabbas yachid, and doich and Shabbos. Individual carbon, you don't bring a Shabbos, v'leis a tumah. So we make a distinction between tibur and yachid. Says the mayor, that's not the difference. The difference is whether it's a fixed time or not. Amar amei, v'leih chavise, kohen gadol. The kohen gadol, he brings every morning, every night, to Pasha Kippurim, give you a carbon, it's a yachid, hein. They're all individual carbon, because the carbon brings his own money, and yet v'doich and it's a Shabbos, v'sat tumah, tushes away Shabbos, and tumah. Elo shizmanak, the difference is whether it's a fixed time or not. Says the Gemara, says the Gemara, carbon yachid, oisat tmura, Freddy Mudder, the Kalalu, is that a rule? Baharei Vlad, the carbon yachid. What about a Vlad that is a carbon yachid? Oh, sorry, I skipped a few lines. pass it for here. Says the Gemara, carbon yachid, oisat tmura, carbon yachid, oisat tmura, the Kalalu, is that in fact a rule? That Bahari Oifah, what we learned before, that a bird, even though it's a carbon, the carbon yachid, it's an individual carbon, and yet you cannot make a tmura, you cannot swap a tmura, you're dalal and off. The ain oisat tmura, and it does not make up tmura, answers the Gemara. Kiktani, behemah ktani, like we had before already. The pasuk clearly says behemah, by a behemah. So a carbon yachid, behemah, makes a tmura, and not a carbon tzibah. Bahari Vlad, what about a Vlad?
Thank you.
Oh, which is mine. Bahari.
Mine is the only
one
that's a little bit hotter.
But Vlad, what about the Vlad, the baby calf, let's say, of a cow, the carbon yachru, but it's a carbon yachid, the ain't oisa tamura. You just said that all carbon yachid comes to tamura. We learned before that the Vlad, if you makdish an animal and then the animal fell pregnant and had a Vlad, that Vlad is also kurdish, but he cannot make a tamura. He doesn't have the capacity to make a swap. We said again, we had a machlekes in the previous Mishnah. So Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, this statement is Rabbi Yehudi. The Amar Havlad Oisat Tmura. Vlad does make a Tmura. You know about the Tmura Atzma, the carbon yachru. The Tmura itself is a carbon yachri. For example, the Tmura of a Shlamim you bring up as a carbon Shlamim. Yet the Tmura cannot make another Tmura. So what do you say that every carbon of a yachri can make a Tmura? Here's an example where you can't. There ain't Tmura. It's a Tmura. Says Imara, you're right. We're talking about the principal animal that you makadish in the first place. Says Imara, hash lahochi. Now that you introduce this answer, we're talking about the original animal. Then all my other questions fall away as well. I feel the tamei rabbanan. We're not talking about the vlad. We're talking about the original animal itself. Korban is a yachid. Is that a rule? You tell me a korban yachid is same male, same female. Is that a rule? But what about oiler? If a guy makes an adobe, he's bringing oiler. The korban yachid is a korban yachid, and v'zachar asya the kevila asya. Yet it can only be brought. An oiler can only be a male. So why do you tell me that every single korban that a yachid brings can be either male or female? We say clearly not so. How you go oiler? So oi. The one answer is no. There is within that family, with that group of Eulis, there is a possibility that you don't, that you can bring Zachar or Nekeva where, if it happens to be a bird. Because the Tanya we learned, Tammuz v'Zachar v'Behema, these distinctions between male and female, the genders only applies to animals, ain't Tammuz v'Zachar v'Eifes, but when it comes to birds, there's no such thing as gender. Okay, but Chatas, what about Chatas, the Karban Yochid? What about a Karban Chatas, that's a Karban Yochid, when a Keva Asya Zochalas, in fact, the Chatas is only a kid, but only a female, not a male. And you told me that a Yochid can be either male or female. The Gemara says, yeah, within the family, within the banner of Chatos, Ikos, Ir Nosi. If a Nosi commits a sin, he brings a goat. And the Maisi Zocha, that happens to be a male. So you see that the Chatos can be something male or female. It doesn't have to be every single Chatos. What about Ika Osham, Yochi? What about Osham, Davka male? Exactly. Not within each particular Aveda or something. What about Osham? Which is only a Zachar. The Zachar, also the Kevah Lasi, again, it's only male and female, so what's the you make a distinction between a Yachid and a Tzibur, you find the same thing by Yachid. So what it says, Kikam Rabban, when we make this the comparison between a Yachid and a Tzibur, it's only a Kabbana that they both share. And yet, by Tzibur, it could be only done male, and by Yachid, it could be male and female. But there's no carbon Osher by Tzibur. Carbon is by Yachid by Tzibur, Osher by Yachid is Tzibur, so there's no Osher by Tzibur, therefore we're not talking about an Osher. What do you say, my Miktani? Kol Kabbanis. We don't say that all Kabbanis work this way. Yes, be Kabbanis. There are some Kabbanis where by Yochid is Zachar in a cave, and by Tzibur is only Zachar. Well, mind you, what Kabbanis are actually referring to? We're talking about Shlamim. But a Shal Mitzibur can only be a male. B-boy in the cave, Maise by Zachar. Yochid, you can bring Zachar on a cave. B-boy, Zachar, Maise, Mashenke, Mitzibur can only bring a Zachar. Like by Shavuos, Kabban is Yochid Chayim Achrius, an individual carbon Yochayim Achrius, which means we said that if you didn't bring the carbon the due date, you still can bring it afterwards. Now, how do you know that? That won't be learned. All the entire day is kosher for Musaf. If you miss the day, to bring it in the Chayim Achrius. By carbon tzibur. If you didn't do it in the day you're supposed to do it, that's it. Over. So I would have thought that as well, you're not chayiv. Let's say you bring the carbon, that you don't have to bring the nesachim anymore. How do I know that if you did bring the carbon, but if you didn't bring the nesachim, the libations with it, that you can still make that up? If your carbon you can make up, maybe the nesachim can make up as well. Therefore, it says in the pasuk, "Umin chosam v'niskehem." It says in the pasuk, "Umin chosam v'niskehem." So we dashen in plural. That even by night, I feel it by Lila, even at night, min chosnus came, and you can even do it in the following day. In other words, if you didn't bring the carbon and you missed the date, then you don't bring the carbon, nor do you bring the libations. But if you did bring the carbon on the right time, then there's a chiv now to bring the nesachim, and you can bring it even the following night, the following day. The shlok is the same thing. That's a private. So that's where we learn pasuk from Minchasam v'Niskehem. However, the Shlokah is Amar, the Shlokah is Mahacha. The Shlokah says we actually learn the same idea, but from a different pasuk altogether. It says in pasuk Milvad Shab says. It says you should bring your zvachim and your nesachim every day. It says Milvad is an addition to Shabbos Hashem, an addition to what you bring on Shabbos. And so therefore we say that what. If Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, you can bring the Nesachim of Shabbos on Yom Tov. So which means that even though the carbon was brought Shabbos by day, you can bring the Nesachim the following day, which is Yom Tov. Exactly. So we see that the Nesachim doesn't get forfeited. Utzichas, why do you both lemudim? Why do you need them in Chasson? It's came, you need Mavad Shabbos Hashem. Utzichas, you need both. The Ikos, Rachman, Mavad Shabbos Hashem. I would have thought, B'yayimin, I would have thought. It says in the pasuk Dvar Yom B'Yom, you should bring every day around it. It says Dvar Yom B'Yom. So I would have thought only by day you could bring it, but not at night. Amakra, the pasuk Chazus Gehem. Chazus Gehem means all the time. Because of only Mechasav in his Gehem, I would have thought Lekasav Mavat Shabbos Hashem. I would have thought, but Laila Imi, only at night. That the Kodmanis, you bought the carbon by day and you didn't have a chance to bring the Nesachim, so you can bring it the following night. But the following day, maybe it's Fafan, like Nois or something. Why would you think you could bring it the following night and not the following day? I understand why you thought only by day, because Kabbalah is only brought by day. I understand that. But if you're from Avad Shabbat Shana, you think that you only, from your Chosis came, you think you only bring the following night. If you can bring the following night, what's the Chil of the night or day? It's the same thing. It's the following day. No. By Kachim, we know that the night follows the day. So I would have thought that I can bring it the following night, because it's really the same day. But the following day is a whole different day. Who said you can bring it? Sliach if you need it. Says the Gemara, and the Sochim, and you know by Kabbalah, the night follows the day, because all Kabbalah, you eat by day and the following night, or whatever. So therefore, we know the night follows the day. Says the Gemara, do you take bring the sochim by night? But now we learned only yellow dvorim should dark and korb lila. What could you bring at night? Only things which are common to bring at night. You're going to bring the limbs of dorim and the fat shem akivin. But by Hashemish, you bring it after the sunset. So miss achlin vahechin kol lila and the gemurt on this bech all night long. Kula dvorim should dark and korb yoyim. But things. What about things that you generally bring only during the day? So the kmitza of a karb mincha, the levoina, the incense you put with the karb mincha, or minchas nesachim, or the nesachim shemalon mevoya shemesh, that you're allowed to bring it at night. How do you know you're allowed to bring it at night? You're asking, boy, shemesh, like that, you're allowed to bring it at night. You can't bring it at night. You can't bring it, bring it only by day. So you know, you just refer to them as these are things that you market by day. So what do you tell me you can bring at night? I know you can bring it right before the sunset, right before Shkia. Then leave it on the mizbeach to continue burning the entire night. And you just put on a couple of minutes before the end of the day, and then just leave it there and let it continue burning all night. How do you know that? What comes to include even going into the night? Tony Mia, so we learn clearly from here Nesachim B'Yayim, but clearly we say here in one of the items here, Minchas Nesachim, the Nesachim that you bring the carbon, and it says, these are the Dvorim Shekraven B'Yayim. What do you tell me you can bring it at night? You just said a minute ago, you can bring it at night. Amr Muhammad, Lakasha, it's not a Kasha. Kan Likodesh, Kan Likodev. With the Chilik, we're talking about being Makdashit, or you're talking about being Makrivit. You could be Makdashit at night. In other words, if you put it in the Klisharis at night, it becomes Kodesh, but you're not Makrivit only by day. That's how we answer the Stira. Omle Rava, I don't understand. L'chayda, you can be makdish only at the time when you can be makriv. In mikdish kotshe, they create mikriv. If you can be makdish at night, you can, so could you too. Can you be makriv? Because with Tanya, we learned the rule is that klal. Kol hakodesh b'yoyim, if something which you can only be makriv, bring it up during the day, ain't kodesh el b'yoyim. You can only be makdish, sanctified, or consecrated by day. Kol hakodesh b'layla, anything which is brought at night, kodesh b'layla. You can only consecrate by night.
What's the shef kol hakodesh b'layla?
Okay, volume of Dorim, we just said, let's say.
Yeah,
the Chatchila. You said the only thing that you bring at night is a volume of Dorim. Right now, we think Nesachim, you cannot bring at night. So, a volume of Dorim is the only thing you can bring at night. That's what we think right now. Which means you put in the clay shutters, it becomes Kaidish. And Bain 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 Bain, anything we can market side by day and side by night is Kaddish Bain 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 Bain. So what are you saying in there? What are you saying, Rama Chama, that you can be makdish at night and be makdish by the day? No such thing. There's a nexus between the two. Elam Rabbi Yosef, Somi Minchas Nesachim Hamasita. So Rabbi Yosef, erase Minchas Nesachim. You're right. Minchas Nesachim is an exception because according to Rama Chama, you can be makdish at night and yet you cannot be makdish at night, only during the day. And Boy Hashemesh means right before night. Kisolig Rav Dimi went at the soul. Ashka Rav Yimi, he found Rav Yimi at the soul. The Yosef was singing the Kama, and he said, "Mashmei Rav Shmuel Levi." He gave another answer together. Menayin Nesachim Haboyim Min Hazavach. How do you know that Nesachim that come with a carbon she ain't craven ela b'yayim, that you only bring by day? In other words, when you shechted the carbon, that's when the Nesachim become kodesh. And therefore, you can only do it by day. Which says in the Pasuk, you're comparing Nesachim to Shlomim. Ma Shlomim b'yayim, af Nesachim b'yayim. If Nesachim by day, so Nesachim can only be done by day. So in other words, Omar, he said, so you said we should erase, you said, Rabbi Yosef said you should erase the Mikhail Nesachim, you can be makdish at night and makdish by day. And now we bring over here for Shmuel Levi that you can only do everything by day because it compares it to Ashlamim and when you shecht Ashlamim, only by day. So the Nesachim that come with it, everything about it can only be done by day. What makes it Kedish is the Shechita? That's only by day. So when he heard what Rabbi Yehuda said, Nemeshim Levi, he said, if I can find the kasim, if I can find a way to write a letter, if I find a person, if I find somebody who's traveling to Bavel, I would write a letter, Shochel Rabbi Yehuda, I would send a letter to Rabbi Yehuda in Bavel. And I would tell him, "V'leitishmi minchas nesachim in masnisin. Do not erase minchas nesachim from our Mishnah. You came along and said erase it because it says this rule: day, day, night, night, day, night, day, night. And your Rebbe Chama came along and said you can be makdish at night, but you can only mak for a day. I would say, don't erase it. V'leikasha. And there's no problem at all. Kan b'nesachim haboyin imazavach. This that it says that you can only bring it during the day. He's talking about the nesachim that come together with the carbon, and once you make the carbon, then the nesachim have to be brought the same thing. And kan be nesachim aboyim from the atzmon. There's two kinds of nesachim. Remember, we learned in the Zvachim that you can donate nesachim on its own. If you donate nesachim on its own, you can do it at night as well. But if it's tagged to a carbon, then whatever din the carbon has, the nesachim have. So by day, this is by day.
So in other words, somebody donates nesachim because he wants it as his private nesachim to go in his bear.
That's not, right. Not tagged to a carbon.
Not to a tzibur.
Not tagged to a carbon at all. That's something else. Then they would use that when a person brings those can't afford the sock and they would tag it. But he wants wine on his own. I want you just to pour wine without any carbon. Anything which you write down halachas, because on Shabbos, if there's a fire, you're allowed to save certain things. We had a cold kiss with it. But you're not allowed to save this because you had no right to write it in the first place. Or Rashi is another taich that you're not allowed to leave it in your house. Toyda b'peh, you're not allowed to even leave it. Even though we had the Gemara, if you remember Gemara Shabbos, we had a few places of Asi, we wrote the Megillah Stodim. So over there, Rashi says that if there was a Das Yochid, they would record it and write it down. So in case one day somebody comes along and says, oh, I have a new opinion, we'll pull out these papers and say. So you're allowed to write it down for yourself in case, you know, for such thing. Here, he's writing a letter to Rabbi Yosef. How can you write a letter? And Nachmed, since you could have told the guy, tell over Rabbi Yosef this, what excuse do you have to write? There's no hetter over here to write in this case. And how do we know that? Because the Maturgim of Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda Chameini, says, in one part it says, write down these things. Because orally, you should say this. Things which are meant to be oral, I'll write down. We should be excited. Things which are meant to be written, you're not allowed to say it by heart. It says in write down. Only write these things down. After the case of halachas, Amri we answer Dilma Milsa Chadat Hashayni. Maybe something brand new, a novel thing is since Rav Dimi just heard of Yimin and Shimon Levi, a new way of looking at it. Therefore, he decided to write it down. How do I know that? Rav Yechon Shlokish Man, see if I got it to Bishop Yehaling Mar Gittin. Rav Yechon Shlokish, they used to look and see if I got it on Shabbos. V'dorshe Hachay, they dashen. No, but they what mean they looked into it? It was recorded, even though it's Hershe Bapeh. And they dashen Ace La says Lahavaya Hey Feder Tosecha. Sometimes to work for the Eibushter, you have to go against the Teider. Amri Mutiv Te'okat Teider. We'll write it down. V'altishtakach Teider Misol. Teider should be forgotten by Yidden. And that's what Rebbe used when Mishnayis. Big machlek is Rashi, Rambam, and others. If Rebbe actually wrote the Mishnayis, or he just assembled it, and it was written many, many years later. Because when the Gemara, what's the Gemara's question here? It was already Mishnayis. I mean, the obvious question here. There was already Mishnayis recorded. So what's he asking? Who said he wrote it?
Oh, he compiled it.
That's the same question. Oh, so what's the discussion? What's Michal's discussion? Dimi lived much, a couple generations later. Yeah, so what's he, Rabbi Yemiya? And we already have a Mishnayis. So what are you asking? Why are you writing it down? So obviously, what simple shot is, they didn't write the Mishnayis down yet. Rebbe assembled it, didn't write it. And no one knows exactly when it was written. Even Abashi, the same thing.
So even that assembly was an Indian that you weren't supposed to do, but you only did because they started Shal Hashem even to make that seder?
Why do you know why they couldn't write it? As long as they didn't write it down, what's wrong? Why can't you assemble it?
They had to memorize it.
It was a mission. They all memorized what it says. Remember, we had in Kalusha, there were 600 Mishnah, Siddur Mishnah. Anyway, Tesis really asked the question, so how come Krishma and all these things we say by heart? And so Tesis and the Chadish, that when is it usher? Only if you're being mighty somebody else. If you're not being mighty somebody else, then there's no Isser. Others say things which come to you naturally, not that you have, not, you know, but yet, and by the Rabbeim, it says you should dafka learn Parshas Hazina by heart. It's supposed to be a zgula for Parnas, for other things. Because you're sitting and learning Torah Shabbat Zav.
What's the
Nevertheless, that's not brought down anywhere in halacha, but that's, they did that. So he said, when you're mighty others, that's when it's awesome. Okay, back to the Gemara. So that was a digression. Now you tell me if you're makrim nesachim, you can even do that at night, and that's the brayse that talks about at night. This damnu nesachim alayla, makdishim alayla, umakriv. Now that we introduce that, we don't have to anymore say that you're makdish at night and you're makriv by day. No longer a stira. You're makdish and makriv at night, because that's talking about minchas nesachim. But if nesachim is tagged to an animal, then say the makdish is only by day. We bring by day, it only makes holy by day. We call it by Lila, then you bring at night, Kodesh by Lila. So if it's clear, I to you. Now what? And what do you call it? This thing Rama Chama that you makdish at night, you makdish by day is not correct. Makdish and makdish at the same time. But the Braitzu says by night you can bring the Sachim is talking about Michas and Sachim on your own, and the Braitzu says only by day is talking about if it's tagged to an animal. But if you makdish at night and so on, and then you leave it till the morning, it's over the Isra of Lina, just like the lives of a tummit. After the morning, it becomes like Noiser. The following should be Hashem in its right time. These are Chayvas HaBoyes. That the chayvas that come machmas haregel beregel. For example, the Oilus Ria, the Eilu Chagiga, and all of these have to be done at the right time. Levad, in addition to Nidreichem v'Nidveisechem, what does that mean? Which Nidorim Adavis? So people used to make Nidorim Adavis a whole year long, and they would bring it with them 30 times a year when they went to Oile Regal, when they made that trek to the base of Migdash. Lima, it comes to teach you on Nidorim Adavis, a craving, Bechelo Shalmoid. It teaches that Nidorim Adavis should be brought, or can be brought, on Chalamoid. It says over there, and your oilers as well. So the Nidreichem says, what kind of oilers are we talking about that you bring here? That you made a neder, you bring in oil. We just said Nidreichem. So we already said you bring that on Yaan Chalamoid. We're talking about an oil, which is an obligation. For example, a woman that gave birth, or oil mitzayda, mitzayda after it becomes clean. He has to bring an oil. So then he brings a Chalamoid. And then it says you bring him in achas as well. What kind of offerings are we talking about? Mekos medaber. Ibn Michas Nedar Kvarim, we already said, all you nedarim, you bring on Chalamoid. Ibn Michas Adava, Nedar means you say, Harezu, and Adava you say, Harelai. And if you take it upon myself. And if you're talking about Michas Adava, Harek Kvarim, it already says. Again, Nidveichem. The Mincha Saita, we're talking about a Mincha, which is an obligation, like the Mincha of a Saita, or the Mincha's Kanoyes, or the Nishchechem, Mosham Mechem. Then it says the Pasuk, Vil Nishchechem, Mosham Mechem, which we used before in the Gemara to compare Nisachim to Shlomim, it's only by day, Shem Belevi said, is Makish Nisachim to Shlomim, Ma Shlomim B'yayim, Af Nisachim B'yayim. Just like Shlomim can only be brought by day, the Nisachim that are tagged with a carbon, that are ancillary to a carbon, can also be only brought by day. With a Shal Mechem, and what is a Shal Mechem? Come to teach you, the Rabbi Shal Minozer. Can't be talking about the Dova Shlomim, you're giving an offering, where he had that. So it must be, the Rabbi Shal Minozer, because it's Shal Minozer. Why don't we say Shlomi means the carbon you bring at a Pesach, which is not mandatory. If you only have a few people on the carbon Pesach, you don't need a carbon Chagiga before, because you have enough sufficient meat for everybody. If you haven't many people joined in a carbon Pesach, then you bring a carbon Chagiga. So maybe that's what we're talking about here, the Shlomi at a Pesach. Because if we're talking about the shlom of a nazir, like you said, nidir v'nidavu l'chayda a nazir is like a nedir. You make a nedir, you're going to become a nazir. So it's included in nedir, a voluntary thing. So it says shlomim here, it must be talking about something else. The time we learn that, this is a rule kosher, nidir v'nidav kodeh b'bamas yachid. And how do we know that a nazir is considered a nedir? It says anything that you voluntarily donated in the times when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can bring it on your own in your own backyard in b'bamas yachid. Something which is mandatory, it's not that something that you took upon yourself. You cannot bring in your own, and you cannot even bring it in the Bama Sibur at that period. But now we learned Hamanoches v'Hanazidah is craving b'Bama Ziyachid Meir. It clearly says that Hanazidah can be brought b'Ziyachid. Shows you a Nazir is treated as if it's a voluntary thing. So, and we already have the Dorim and the Dover. So when it says Shlomi, it must mean Shalmi Pesach. Says the Gemara, he writes, Shami Mekan Nazidus, erase from here Nazidus. Says the Gemara, Meikah Lamandama, you make it sound like there's some kind of an argument. Meikah Lamandama, the Nazir Lanib Yud. Is there anybody who said that Nazir is not considered a voluntary thing? You took upon yourself to be a Nazir, so obviously the Kabbanas are all, a consequence of that. It says in Posse, Avshalom said to his father, Miketa, boy, Mishon, at the end of 40 years. I think we're also talking about what 40 years, where you count that from. But Yemen Avshalom Melech, Avshalom said to the king, to his father, Elchono, let me go, Vashalom is Nadore, and let me pay up my vow, Asher Nadati Lashem, that I promised, Ebisha Bechevron, Kineder Nadar Avdacha. No, and we're talking about his Naziris. Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. And every 30 days he took a haircut. So therefore, I want to go and pay the Kabbanas for my carbon. My love, and it says there, he's talking about a carbon. So we see clearly from here that he calls the carbon like a voluntary thing. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a raya. Could be that once what you volunteered was to become a nazir. Once you became a nazir, now it's obligatory to bring all these carbonas. So therefore, it's not so clear cut that the carbon is considered a voluntary carbon. The carbon is a toitzah, the consequence of a voluntary neder you made. But now that the neder is in place, now it's a chiv. So Avshalom was talking about not that he was going to bring the carbon when he said my neder. He said I'm going to deal with my original vow of becoming a nazir. So the Gemara, if it's original vow, Ikin Nidra Bechevron, so why is he going to Chevron? If he's just going to deal with his vow, why go to Chevron? Because we know about it, but Goshen had her in the city of Goshen, where he took upon himself to become a Nazir, not in the city of Chevron. what do you call it? Amr Avach. So he's saying, I'm going to go, what he was saying was, I'm not going to go to Chevron. I'm going to go to Givon, which was where the Mishkan was then, and I'm going to bring a carbon to make up the neder that I made in Chevron. So when he referred to Chevron, neder, when he said Chevron, neder, he was not saying he's going to go to Chevron to bring the carbon, because then you would say the word neder goes on the carbon. Neder is what he made in Nazir. I'm going to Givon to bring a carbon for the neder that I made in Chevron. So the neder is referring to the actual Naziris. You know he's going to Chevron, not because he made the promise. The promise taka was made in Goshen. He was going to Chevron to purchase nice animals to go to give and to bring a carbon. That makes any sense. Because he's going to Chevron to bring kabbonis. Why would he leave Yerushalayim to go to Chevron to bring his kabbonis? So clearly, when he said neder, he wasn't talking about the carbon. He was talking about going to take care of his neder, but he's been buying animals in Chevron. But where was he going to bring it to the Mishkan, which is the Givon? Well, the Ma'ala Havikvas in Mei Chevron. So the wording is wrong. Hi, Hashem, Nadarti La Hashem Bi Chevron. Why does it say the neder that I made in Chevron? It just said Mei Chevron Boilei. I'm going to be talking about Chevron. El Olam Makruve to bring it up. With the Kakashi, the question is: Am I Shavu Shlaim Makim Chevron? Why did you leave Shlaim and bring in Chevron? Tik Shalach, ask a better one. Given the Mankadoshu, why you go to Shlaim as well? He should have gone to Given. That's where the Mishkan was. Elakima Shahutra Bombers. Once in that time, in that period, even though it was a Mishkan and Givon, since you're allowed to bring in your own backyard, Kol Hecha the boy Makri, wherever you want, you can be Makri. Okay, can you move to tomorrow?